Welcome back. Still on the mark of the beast. Very, very interesting and lively topic.
Awesome.
And our pastor has been able to explain a lot of things to us.
Mm.
Okay. And I was asking you earlier before we went on a break, which system gives the mark? You told us the papacy and that he has people everywhere.
Mm.
But I was also open to learn about the denominational churches. Because if the spiritual characteristics, deviance, and we know they themselves are also rejecting the truth. So is it right to say that part of the system that gives this mark of the beast?
Take note of something. Revelation chapter 17.
Mm. Okay.
It speaks about that harlot, that woman. Mm. See, the emphasis here is in verse 5, in description of the woman.
That's right.
And upon her forehead. Can you see?
That's right.
That same forehead is coming up again.
Mm-hmm.
So can you see those who take the mark now?
That's okay. Right. Upon her forehead.
Okay. Can you see now?
Okay.
Now, you see, upon her forehead was a name written what?
Mystery.
Uh-huh.
Babylon the Great.
Uh-huh.
The mother of harlots.
So she produced
children.
And who are these harlots?
The denominational churches.
Thank you.
That's okay. Right. And sir, in some teachings you've taken before on this. Yes. Particular subject of the Antichrist, the mark of the beast.
Mm.
You said the forehead, in the forehead is understanding. And then in
right
the right hand,
is
acting what acting you on. Understand.
Yeah. Okay. So that's it's still safe.
It's the same thing.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay, sir. I know you've explained a lot of things, but in a sentence or in some sentences, can you just tell us what the mark of the beast is? In a summary.
The mark of the beast is the identification of the beast.
The identification of the beast.
And what is this mark? It is your response to the truth.
Okay.
You accept God's word. God's word went to Cain. And he rejected it. God, face to face, spoke to him. Do this and I will accept it. He refused.
Yes, sir.
Deviance.
Rejecting truth.
Rejecting truth is a mark itself. It's a sign that you are a beast.
You're a beast.
Yes. So when you begin to act like that, that becomes the mark. So that is why we can call somebody, you are a serpent seed. You are a tear. You know, there is something you put up that
manifest.
You must resemble your father.
Mm.
Then that is why too, there is another image of God, Christ. The firstborn.
That's right.
Our destiny is to be Christ-like.
Mm-hmm.
So why would somebody say you are a Christian? Mm. It's because there is a mark of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
That is what we're talking
okay,
about.
So it's still down to characteristics.
It's your behavior.
Yeah. Wow.
Your acceptance or rejection of the truth.
That means a lot of people are marked.
Oh, certainly.
Because we have two marks.
We're going to act of you being in the message and being marked.
Oh, you are saying that can somebody be in the message
and be marked?
Yes, that is if you claim to be in the message. Yeah. Take note that it is not your claim.
Yes, sir. Mm.
You know, it is your response to truth.
Mm. Not your claim.
You know, because we know that in the message that God gave us to bring us back to the Bible through the ministry of William Branham, Satan injected his people there.
Mm.
And instead of us to listen to the message, they have made an idol of William Branham. Now, no true seed of God will make an idol of William Branham.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing William Branham spoke that will make us see. And because God himself knew the two groups that are coming, he took William Branham away quickly so that the two groups will manifest after the man dropped the message. And today, you are seeing these serpent seeds in the end time message, tears in the end time message that do things contrary to this same Bible that we have been restored to, using the quotes and twisting the quotes of William Branham to suit their agenda to pervert this present truth. And that is a mark of the beast.
Okay, from all you've said so far, so I pick two things. There is a mark of God.
Yes.
And then there is a mark of the beast.
That's right. That mark is your marks, character.
Your character.
Yes.
So all those who are not of the mark of God, who don't have the mark of God.
Yes. And yet holding to Christian. I'm not talking about those who say there is no God.
Okay. Okay.
I'm not talking about those ones. I'm not talking about Islam. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about Hindu.
Talking of
those ones, their own have been concluded since. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Okay. There's a battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
The Church of Jesus Christ. I will build my church, the gates of hell.
Not prevail.
Because remember that Cain didn't just say, I will not offer sacrifice to God.
He did.
Mm. He did offer sacrifice.
That's right.
And not just that he didn't offer sacrifice. He went to force Cain to follow his own type of religion.
Mm. Force Abel.
Force Abel to worship his own type of religion. Mm. They will force you. If you refuse to go with them in their error, they hate you, they persecute you. Mm. And 6 million one time was killed. 68 million one time was killed. By this same setting.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
The Roman church.
By this Cain church. Yes, the Canaanites. It's a spirit.
That's right.
It's a Cain who was of the wicked one.
The wicked one.
Uh-huh. How do we know? By their fruits we know them.
Amen.
It's a spirit. It's a spirit.
Okay. So the mark of the beast is for identification.
Yes.
And it has to do with the characteristics, especially deviance, rejecting the word of God.
Exactly.
And Apostle has used Cain as a case study, despite God coming to even preach to him, not just even preach, advise him, if you do like your brother, you'll be accepted. He still know, went his own way. Deviance to truth, that is the mark of the beast.
You know, let me quickly add this. We're talking about people get confused about 666.
That's true. Very true.
Listen, let's read about 17 again so that we understand this 666.
The connection of the mark to the number of the name. Mm.
And that no man might buy or sell, save he that has the mark. This mark is the mark of the beast, that first beast.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Or the name of that first beast. Or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man. It didn't say it's the mark of a man. It is the number of a man. So that you will know that this image that we have of the beast. This beast that we know, this is how to identify him, where he is.
His name.
His name, identity. Name is still identity.
That's right.
Any man that you see this, sitting around this qualified, is the person. That's why I say here is wisdom. So 666 is for the purpose of identification of the man through whom the beast is marking people.
That's right. Amen.
66 is for the identification of the man through whom the beast is marking people.
Now, the identification of the man through whom the Holy Ghost, God, is marking his people. Who is he?
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you very much.
Amen.
The mystery
amen.
Of God.
So 666 is to know the name
of
that man.
And today, we know the name.
Amen.
That is above every other name.
Yes.
For there is one man.
Amen.
The mediator.
Between God and man.
One mediator.
Hallelujah.
Between God and man.
The man.
And there is one mediator between the beast and the man.
The vicarious will die.
Yes.
Okay. So the number is different from the name.
Yes.
The number is to identify the man.
Yes.
And then the mark is for those that are in support.
The number is to identify the source of the mark.
Okay. That's the number is to identify the source of the mark.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's the man through whom
Satan
the beast will mark.
Thank you.
Others.
Okay. Thank you. If Christian world can get this, then all this funny film that you are showing, clip that you're showing, people like always say, we laugh. We say, see diversion of Satan.
Okay.
Satan want to divert. They think that one day they will come and they hold you and they put even the dog in my house will not allow it. He knows better.
Okay.
He knows better.
So we've seen the connection of the mark to the number of the name. Wow. The number is for the source. The 666 is to identify the source of the mark. Right? The mark is for those that the source has taken.
Exactly.
Okay. And there was something you said about the name that day, and I think you didn't mention it again. The name. You said the mark, then you said something about the name of the beast.
Yes.
You said something about the name being set, where you belong.
Now, I said, because here we are, we say there's the mark. Thank you for reminding me again. Mm. There is the mark of the beast. Mm-hmm. And there is the name of the beast. And he says, I say, what is the name of the beast? There is a name.
Mm-hmm. That's why the number
and
is
that he will give you the name. Mm-hmm. That is identification.
Amen.
That tells you the name that the why we today that are following Christ, who are we called?
Christians.
We are Christians because it's through Christ
that
He's saving us. And we are to pattern our worship, pattern our life, pattern Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
Now, Satan too has his image. Mm. And there is a name that identifies through where he is using. Mm-hmm. And that is the Roman Church. They call it Catholic Church. Mm-hmm. So to have to bear the name of the beast is when you ask them, you say, you are Catholic. You are bearing the name of the beast. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then if you are Catholic, then you will live through to the teachings and the influences, you know, and the mark of the beast. Mm. So that is why, you know, that name, Roman Catholic, is the name of the beast. Mm. The name of the beast. And then the number is to identify the head.
The man.
The man.
Mm. Wow. Okay. Wow. I think I've learned so a lot.
Anybody can say, mark, are you a Christian? And not, Catholic, you know, we have many more. Like, remember, they have daughters too.
That's right.
So remember that many of them, if the Pope of Rome comes to Nigeria today, he will be coming, he's supposed to be coming to be received by his followers, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
It should be a strictly Catholic affair. All right?
Yes, sir.
But remember, he has so much power that even the head of state or the vice president or the most very high-ranking officials will go to receive him.
That's true. Mm.
But not only that, watch the other denominational leaders that will go and join in the conference with him.
We are one.
And in the meeting with him, then you will know those who have the name of the beast.
Okay, there's a video. I think there's a video to this we watched some years back. And then we have not been told that video is not available.
The Pope's prayer for unity.
Unity.
Yes.
Among the religions of the world.
Yeah, but it's the same prayer that is echoed even by Christian Association of Nigeria, which is also their motto.
Okay.
So there's no big deal about that prayer. Okay. I mean, remember there is a mark.
Okay. So we have a video where the Pope was praying, or you hear the Pope's prayer for unity among all the religions of the world.
And others were there.
Yes, other kinds of religious leaders were there also. Just stay back and watch this interesting video.
La mayor parte de los habitantes del planeta se declaran creyentes. Esto debería provocar un diálogo entre las religiones. No debemos dejar de orar por él y colaborar con quienes piensan distinto.
Confío en Buda.
Creo en Dios.
Creo en Jesucristo.
Creo en Dios, Alá.
Muchos piensan distinto, sienten distinto, buscan a Dios o encuentran a Dios de diversa manera. En esta multitud, en este abanico de religiones, hay una sola certeza que tenemos para todos. Todos somos hijos de Dios.
Creo en el amor.
Creo en el amor.
Creo en el amor.
Creo en el amor.
Confío en vos para difundir mi petición de este mes. Que el diálogo sincero entre hombres y mujeres de diversas religiones conlleve frutos de paz y justicia. Confío en tu oración.
Welcome back. That's the Pope bowing down in the mosque.
That is his attempt to unite the whole religions.
Yes, sir.
You know, to see ourselves as
one.
One. You know, it's not preaching Christianity to them.
Of course.
You know, because if you were preaching Christianity to them, they won't come to him.
That's true.
Yeah, they won't come to him because they would think he's trying to proselyte them.
Yes.
Yeah. He's trying to win them to his faith. Uh-huh. So everybody will protect their faith. But you see, leave Christ into it. We are all going to the same God. We are all going to the same God. Mm. Now, it looks like a man of peace.
Mm.
So you can see that he's not in the business of preaching Christ. What he's doing is the business of bringing everybody together.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is an agenda, and it's not him doing it. It is that beast that is pushing him to do it for an agenda that is not, may not even be for him. Because remember, it's the seat that they are preparing. Mm-hmm. It's that office that they are preparing.
Sure.
Uh-huh. It's something they are setting in order, because there is a power known as a beast, you know, that is in control of all this. And always remember that even that beast is thrown into the lake of fire at the end of it.
Amen. Okay, sir, we saw earlier on the video of some fools that were receiving the mark with the son of Cain that was saying it's Jesus Christ.
Yes.
But, and this is common, it's not just today. So my question is, all these marks of 666 now, are they of any significance?
No, it's just a distraction.
Just a distraction.
That's all.
When we see somebody come and say, is that just distraction?
No, it's just distraction so that the real CCCs can have enough time to do his own.
Okay.
Unattended.
I think this is a point that should be very, very emphasized. This mark we see today of the 666, the tattoo, this and that, through the help of our pastor now, we know they are just distractions.
Mm.
They are not of any significance.
At all.
There's another question here. And someone is asking, the person wants to know, did you say Catholic is the name of the beast? Everybody wants to be sure. You said Roman Catholic is the name of the beast when you were reading verse 17.
Yes.
That's to identify the beast.
It identifies where the beast is
coming from.
Okay.
It's just like you asking, did you say Jesus is the name of God?
Mm.
But he is the image of the invisible God.
God,
right. And his name is Jesus.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Okay?
All right.
All right, sir. Another question of great importance.
Okay.
Does this mark mean eternal damnation, or can one be unmarked?
It leads you to eternal damnation. Amen. And you will continue like that if you don't repent. Eternal damnation.
Repent.
Yeah, as long as you're a human being, you can repent. We are all sold to sin.
Well,
because there are Catholics that were in that system and they are repenting. They are giving their life to God, they are receiving the Holy Ghost.
This is a very tough issue. I want to understand something very well. Because firstly, he said, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven, but blasphemy against the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And then Cain rejected, even despite God, until God, you know, marked him and that was it.
Yes.
I want to understand where repentance comes in. Because, some of us were. Unlike you that came into the message directly.
Remember that what we are looking at is a future event that starts with the root taking up with all this for something. The motive behind this is to pervert the gospel. And when you hear the Bible say, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, then you can understand. Also, why Jesus said, let both tares and wheat grow together. Because remember that salvation is by election.
Sure.
And there is none that is among the elect that will be lost. Now, if you have that in the back of your mind, then you don't even, you don't condemn anybody until the person dies in that estate.
Okay.
Such that There are people, even God's elect in Israel, even though Israel as a nation rejected, there are rejected Christ. There are people, that Jews, that are believing and receiving the Holy Ghost even now. They are called the elect. And the same thing with us, with us in the Gentile world. There are people that are sold out to that system and promote it. And there are some that are, and they are consciously doing it. They know what they are doing is not Christianity. They know it. Mm. Whereas there are innocent who are thinking that that is the true Christianity. Because you can see these people package themselves very well.
Very well.
It will take God to open your eyes to see where you are. That what you are doing there is contrary to the Bible. Mm. Now, this is where we are saying that the mercy of God, that is why the rapture has not taken place. He will pull them out from there.
Yes, but
and the evidence I have is that there are many, even in my own church, that came from Catholic and received the Holy Ghost.
Okay, well, but the, now, if you are using deviance as an example, these people in particular, they've not come across the truth yet. That's why when they come across it, they...
Yes, of course.
Now, from those what you've been teaching us,
yes,
said it's those that, even when God is presenting truth to them.
Exactly.
And so those are marked from that way.
Of course, that is it.
Yes.
Even a blasphemy of the Holy Ghost is unforgivable.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But I'm saying that don't just condemn all of them. There are true seeds of God there.
In their midst.
But it is a system that is established by Satan, and Satan has his ministers.
Okay. I think that's, we've been able to strike a balance.
That's right. Yes.
There are true seeds of God in these
systems. There are true seeds of God, true, very, very sincere. And it is part of that sincerity that Satan is.
Okay.
Even in all the denominations.
But those who have seen this truth and still yet willfully reject it.
Yes.
Those are marks.
I mean, what you want to say is a mistake.
No,
it's an ignorance that somebody is selling anointing oil.
Mm.
He's selling a small bottle of water, 5,000, 6,000 naira.
And even after hearing anointing for
And then you tell them that it's contrary to the Bible. So you think he's here to serve God?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You think he doesn't know what he's doing?
Okay.
Right. What, meanwhile, another pastor heard us and repented.
Mm.
And threw that in a way, even at the risk of his church breaking. Mm.
70%
and the people,
leaving.
70% left the church.
Mm.
And so it means he was doing ignorantly.
Okay.
And when he saw the truth, he repents. Okay. That is the difference between the two groups.
But those that know the truth are still yet continuing error. Mm-hmm.
You saw it. You've seen it. They visited us just to thank us that through our broadcast on the television, they were able to know that they were doing things that were wrong. Somebody selling wristband, 10,000 naira. You know, before you see him, you feel form and pay.
Mm.
And all that thing. They thought that was Christianity. Mm. Because they saw some other respected people doing it. Uh-huh.
Okay. Another question, sir. Because you say it causes all the whole world, both small and great, rich and poor, old and young, everybody. Is this mark going to be for the whole world?
I want you to understand verse 15. The question is it going to be the whole world?
Yes, sir.
Now there's something you take note here from verse 15.
Okay.
And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak. Now see where we're going. And cause that as many as will not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he caused all. Now, your emphasis is it the whole world?
Yes,
it will be all that will be under his influence.
Okay. That's a strong statement.
Mm.
All that is under his influence.
Yeah, because his influence does not extend, for instance, to the east, far east.
Okay.
No, in the Middle East. His influence is there because that is his target, Jerusalem.
Jerusalem, okay.
But when you talk of Asia, China, and all these
far
places, they are not here. But eventually, as we see in the book of Revelation, eventually they are involved in it all because they are part of those that will come against him again later.
Okay.
Because I was going to ask.
Yes.
The war of Ezekiel that ate at night.
No, Armageddon.
The war of Ezekiel that ate at night.
No, it's within them here. It's not the whole world.
After that is done, after the rapture strikes, would there not be something that will bring all these people now under the yoke of that particular business?
No, because these people
will never agree with it.
Because remember that it is only those areas that are dominated by Christianity.
Mm.
They are the only ones that will understand him.
Mm.
And that is why he's making every effort to bring other religions close to him.
Will his effort not work, bringing all religions?
It will work only to an extent.
No, that answers the question we're asking. Is it the whole world that will have that will be receiving this mark of the beast? Is it going to be a global thing? Well, Pastor used the language I love. He said, all that is under his authority. That's a very
and especially the Christian world.
Especially the Christian world.
Certainly, I don't believe
what of the Islamic world?
The Islamic world, by the time this is taking place, they have already been humiliated by Ezekiel 38:39. So they become very, very relevant because they begin to respect the God of Israel.
Yahweh.
Amen. And yeah, you can rightly say, since it's Christian, you know, they may also have to bow to him. So it's possible.
Okay, sir. Thank God you made mention of Israel now. I want to, because you know the tribulation is strictly for the Jews.
It's strictly for the Jews.
Yes, sir. What is their own relation to this mark of the beast?
Like, it's the same period. They refuse to take the mark. That's why they face the tribulation.
But it's not all Jews that would face the tribulation. Now, is it all the Jews? Is it not the spiritual ones?
And then certainly now. You know, whose names are written in the book of life. Bible tells us, and only God knows them.
So those Jews that...
Because remember that 144,000, they are Jews. They will not take it. The two prophets, they will not take it.
Then the woman that fled into the wilderness.
That is the Jews. That is the Jew element.
The spiritual Jews.
Yes. Okay, sir. That will run from him because they will refuse to take them.
So
they
to worship those that are not spiritual will accept
them. Oh, definite. There are. They are everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
That's great. Okay.
And there are those that will be destroyed also at the coming of the Lord.
Okay. I have one more question for you, sir. Except another one comes up. What of children? What about children who can't decide for themselves? Imagine a boy of 2 years old, an infant of 1 year, 1 year plus 2 years. You know?
Has not lived
his life. Has not lived. Thank you. Can't even, just like there's no infant baptism. Would there be infants receiving of the mark?
No, you see, we're talking about a time of worship. Because you can also ask me this. Children, some of you are Christians today because you were born from Christian families. The son of, or the children of Shekau, for instance, the Boko Haram leader. Would they not be Muslims?
Of course.
There'll be Muslims. Who made them Muslims? It is the father.
The father.
So certainly, if the father takes the mark, the children will take the mark. They will follow him to worship.
But where does predestination come in this?
Now you have to now see, why will God allow Israel to destroy the Amalekites out of everyone, including their children?
The children, yes, sir.
So you have to take note of that. So it is election again. By foreknowledge. That is where it comes in.
So children,
everyone whose name is written in the book of life will be saved. Okay. Small or big or old.
Okay.
My.
I think I have a more better understanding of this mark of the beast after episode.
That's right.
There are a lot of food for thought that Pastor has given us that should even cause us to go and study more. Where a number will be displayed on the screen, because I know a lot of questions will come up based on the things you heard our pastor saying. Send your questions to the number that is displayed on the screen. At most, we are going to collect all these questions together and give our pastor. Then, during a question and answer session in the church, God willing, you'll be able to answer them. So, please do send your questions based on this particular topic alone, Mark of the Beast. Probably, you have something contrary to what he's saying or you need more explanation in this area. Compile your questions and send to the number of the screen on the Mark of the Beast. Then, God willing, in a proper question and answer session in the church service, our pastor will answer them if you compile them on time. Okay? That's it for this evening, the Mark of the Beast on Rapture Watch. We want to say thank you to our beloved pastor once again for coming to take us deeper into this school of revelation.
Yes, thank you. So thank you, my David. You know, I want to emphasize here that we are not here to tell the people that we know. We're trying to let the people know that the Mark of the Beast is real.
Definitely.
It may come to
pass.
That's true, sir. And that anyone that takes that mark, the next place you find yourself is the lake of fire. And that people should do all to go in the rapture.
Amen.
And that the only people that will not take that mark are those who will take the mark of Christ.
Amen.
You either take the mark of Christ or you take the mark of the Antichrist, which is the mark of the beast. And the mark of Christ is the character of Christ. And the mark of the beast is the character of the beast. That is the emphasis.
Amen.
And we're not coming here to also castigate another religion. Mm. We are here to let our people see reason to stay where they are.
Amen.
And let God's people who are found in some of these cages see the need to come out of it. For that is the end time message that we preach. Mm. Come out of that cage. Come out of Babylon. The jubilee sound is on.
Glory.
The bells are ringing. Come out of the errors of the denominationalism. It is a mark of the beast. Mm-hmm. Come into the move of God now. Mm-hmm. That's all we are saying. And we are not trying to destroy your religion or anything. We are only saying what is coming ahead is real.
Mm-hmm.
The rapture is real. Mm-hmm. And God is sealing his people with his own mark.
Amen.
God bless you as you join us in this present move.
Amen.
Amen. Rapture Watch every Thursday by 8 p.m.
That's right.
Keep watching the right television. God bless you. Shalom to the Bride of Christ.
Shalom.